Despite its minority support in the lower house, the centre-right government on Wednesday pushed through the state budget for 2009, securing the votes of all five rebel deputies and overriding protests from the opposition Social Democrats and the Communists. This could be seen as a major victory for Prime Minister Topolánek's government, but there's a hitch. The budget, which operates with a deficit of some 38 billion crowns, or more than $1.9 billion, is based on a 4.8% economic growth forecast, which critics say is simply unrealistic. They claim that the deficit is inevitably going to be much higher. Jan Richter talked to analyst Jan Macháček from the Czech weekly Respekt and asked him if the Czech budget for 2009 really is as misleading as some critics suggest.
It certainly is a budget which is based on very old predictions of economic growth. The main skeleton of the budget was prepared during the spring before the MPs went for vacation. Then it was only a little bit tuned, so it's based on very old predictions and very old numbers. And in that respect, there is a chance that budget deficit in reality will be much, much bigger.
The government predicts that Czech economy's growth next year will be 4.8%, but according to most forecasts, it will only be around 2%. Why didn't the government come up with a more realistic estimate?
There are both political and professional reasons. One thing is that Czech government definitely underestimated the depth and scale of the financial crisis and its consequences. And it also has to do with the fact that there is no serious economist in this government coalition. There is no single economist in a portfolio of ministers. Plus, there was this very ideological and partially nationalistic attitude that the crisis will not touch us because Czech crown will protect us. And third reason is that it was also partially a political manipulation, because before the elections, the government said that it will have to cut proportionally in every part of the budget, in every chapter of ministry. It will cause very serious political disruptions before the regional elections, which occurred a month ago. Finally, we saw the reputation of the government couldn't be worse before the regional elections, so it didn't help much in reality.
What will the consequences be if the deficit is going to be around 100 billion crowns rather than the estimated 38 billion?
Consequences will be quite simple. There are some rules for master criteria, so we will have to negotiate with the European Commission what will be the range, how much wider deficit of public finances Europe will permit us, because there is also a chapter which says that under emergency and very bleak predictions, there is a chance that deficit might be higher. But in reality, it would also mean that the government will have to cut proportionally in every chapter, probably postpone some expenditures. But paradoxically, it comes at the time when there is so much political talk about assistance to the economy in an environment of very slowed growth or even a recession. So these are two contradictory powers. One is that we will have to cut the budget to fulfill the criteria, and on the other hand, government will be under pressure to assist to the troubling economy. In reality, we can expect that the cuts will be a little bit lower than it under normal circumstances would have to be.
Analyst Jan Macháček from the Czech weekly Respekt there, speaking to Jan Richter about possible pitfalls in the 2009 state budget, which the lower house approved on Wednesday.